agreement. Amen means I agree. And I'd say amen in Jesus' name. And I'd be like, to me, that was like, I agree in Jesus' name. Well, my son, 5, 6, 7 years old, whatever, laying hands on my grandmother. I mean, my mom, his grandmother, got her healed. All of that. What was he doing? He was copying what he had been in the presence of and saw happening. It's precious to take our kids to church and our grandkids. Come on, give the Lord some more praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I told Johnny, I said, start off service. You know, sometimes we're going to shake it up, change it up. You know what I mean? We may take up tithes and offerings at the end of the service or something. May turn around and testify at the end of the service. I don't know. We're going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, God will shift us sometimes. He shifts us from faith to faith. From glory to glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Johnny got up and just backed up my sermon, kind of. If I was going to tell the sermon, it would be time to increase. God told me, he said, I'm never off. He said, I'm never not moving my people forward. He said, I'm always moving. I'm always, he said, for 31 years, I've moved you from faith to faith. He said, from one level of glory to another level. He said, I've never stripped you of anything. I said, no, sir, you hadn't, Lord. He said, you wouldn't listen to those, and I'm going to back all of it up, some of it up with Scripture. He said, you wouldn't listen to those that believed they were like Job. You know, the God giveth and God taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, you wouldn't believe that. He said, you saw right off. I showed you right off. He showed some of you right off. He said, I showed you right off that wasn't supposed to be a doctrine. He said, I told you through men and women of God that what I'm saying will be backed up by three or more in the Bible. Well, Jesus didn't talk about that, you know, that God giveth and God taketh away, blessed be the name. Job's the only one. And I went to looking at it then. And I began to look at it, and I began to look at Job, and I began to look at his ignorance. Job just didn't know. Job wasn't born again. Job wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit like me and you are. Job didn't understand. Job knew God. And I believe Job loved God. But I believe Job was just ignorant of what was going on. I believe even his friends went up, what sin have you done? See, just because sometimes you have to go forward and you experience struggles and trials, that don't mean you're in unrighteousness. That don't necessarily mean you're doing things wrong because you're going through. You know, because the enemy don't want you to increase. But see, he don't have the power to stop those that won't believe the lies. That he tells them that you're a nobody, you're a nothing. It's going to take you. Don't ever confess over yourself again that you read the word and you don't understand. Don't say that over yourself. You say, I am his sheep. You get the word of God. And he'll increase you in the word. He'll increase you in the word. And then when you read, you say, God, take your word, Lord, and open my eyes to it. Open my understanding to it, God. God, I want to know the precepts and things in your word. Hallelujah. You don't believe the lies of the enemy. Praise God. The Bible says, I know the Bible says that I am his sheep and I hear his voice. And another one I won't follow. So I believe I hear his voice, so therefore I'm not following no other. I'm not going to follow false doctrine. I'm not going to follow those that don't understand and they preach what they don't understand. Hallelujah. The Lord told me a long time ago, and I'm telling you the things that the Lord showed me. He said, never believe based on your experience. I know that's a challenge, but you got to get that in your mind. Renew your mind to God's word. You don't believe based on what you're experiencing. Because sometimes you're experiencing, it seems like you're not going anywhere. Seems like things are not happening. I mean, Johnny said, may not get a raise for a couple of years. A year or two. Johnny wasn't putting his trust in that man. Johnny knows the word of God. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. That promotion, he says what he believes. That promotion comes from the Lord. Well, he's believing God for, I guess, evidently you are. He got a dollar raise. I mean, just believing God all the time just to increase you, you know. He's not going after money. He's serving God. I'm serving God. You're serving God. Now, we work to get a paycheck, but we believe our God is our source, right? We don't believe the government's our sowers. We might be getting a government check. We might be getting Social Security. We might be getting a government, but don't strap yourself to that government check. That is the end of it, because God is able to do abundantly above, greater. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to tell them tonight, it's not a new thing that I'm doing to increase. He said, but it's time for them to increase. And He's going to release an increase anointing tonight in this service, hallelujah. And things that have been trying to trip you up will not be able to trip you up anymore. Things that have been trying to hold you back, listen, it's not the devil holding you back. The devil does not have the power to hold you back. He can't hold you back from going forward as a Christian. He can't hold you back from being faithful to church. He can't hold you. He don't have the power to do none of that. Once your mind is made up according to God's Word, God's grace and God's power and all heaven and even angels, if you need to be delivered like Daniel, if you need to be delivered like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, then they will show up on your behalf. The anointing will show up on your behalf. And the enemy will go and he will get arrows. People will get arrows that are ungodly that was meant for you. Hallelujah. Time to increase. The Word of God. I'm telling you, people have told me from the time that I was 6 months old in the Lord that I'm too wordy. You can't get too wordy. Now you can get weird wordy. But the Bible don't say in the Scripture you find life. It said they search the Scripture for in it they think they find life. But the life is in the reunion, the relationship, and the Holy Spirit. Revealing the Word as you read it. And ask God to enlighten you, to enlarge you. I'm asking God, enlarge us. Enlarge our capacity to receive. Enlarge our capacity to believe here at Faithway Christian Center. I don't know about all the other churches, them shepherds doing what they doing. You know, but here I'm focused in on God is a God of increase and God will increase you. And the Lord, you know, the devil says, well, you know, some of them might be doing this and this and this. I said, all of our increase is not based on our goodness. On our being perfected. Because faith leads you into this glory. Confidence that God will lead you out of what faults and flaws and shortcomings you have. I was telling a guy today, I'd come out of Lucky's and I tried to lay down and take a nap, but I couldn't because all these things going off in my spirit, different things. And so I went to Lucky's and got me some lemon juice. I drank lemon juice and water. But anyhow, and there's this guy coming out, and I knew him, and I started talking to him. And I told him, I said, yeah, I would drink whiskey in the wintertime, I said, and beer in the summertime. I said, and you know what I discovered? I said, this is way better, this lemon. He said, what do you do with all that lemon? Because I had a bag full of lemon. And he looked at it, thought it was his. He said, what's all that lemon juice? I said, I drank it. You drank it? I said, yeah. I said, it's better than a Budweiser. But I was telling him, about, and I told him the story about this guy going to church, He had got saved and everything. He had smoked pot his whole life. And he's still smoking pot, you know, in the church. The church, some of them found out about it, and they're upset with him, you know, and some of them want him to leave and blah, 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 you know. And so I was telling him the story. So I told that guy. I said, listen, man, I said, don't pay no attention to a lot of them church folk that thinks they got it all worked up. They're all perfected, I said, because they don't. I said, but don't go to judging them. I said, but don't quit church. I said, don't stop going to church. I said, you keep on loving Jesus and you keep on going to church and reading your Bible. See, somebody that ain't never been in bondage or something like that, that freaks them out that you would say that. Because they're like, get them straightened up. They know better. No, you knew better than sin too. Right? For our Bible, some people think they ain't never sinned, but the Bible's real clear. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All. Everybody. Right? Hallelujah. Well, you know, I told him, I said, you know what? I said, he went on to church. I said, because I knew in my spirit and in my heart and the way God had led me that if he goes after God, it won't be long till he won't want the marijuana. He'd rather have God than the marijuana. And so I was telling him that story, you know, and I stopped. He said, what happened to him? I said, he went on. I said, and about 2 or 3 months later, I said, he come to me and said he didn't have a desire for it anymore. I said, and he went on to open the church and started preaching the gospel. Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying is God increased him while he was going to church and smoking pot. I just shocked a bunch of you. You know, Johnny, back that in, it's illegal. But I tried to get Dad to rig me up one of them old-timey telephones. You know, when you wind it like that, it would shock, and you could put it in the water. You didn't have to fish, man. It shocks them, and they float, man. It's against the law to shock fish and get them unconscious, you know. But Dad wouldn't do it. Well, that's what Jesus does to a lot of religious folk. He shocks them. I was telling Travis, I think it was yesterday, maybe, whatever, about Chris Gortney. I've knew that boy for a long time. Knew him for a long time. And doing work, and he's come up in his business. He's redeemed the ministries down there. I knew him way before. I knew him when he was a druggie. You know? But I'm telling him, and now what all he's doing for Jesus. You know, and I was telling Travis, I said, there was one man that didn't give up on him. I said, he lied to him. He conned him. He took from him. He stole from him. And I was telling, I did a job and met up, and I was telling him what I told my son. I said, there was one man that didn't give up on him, and his name was Bud Jones, the Hope House dude. Lives on Berry Mountain over there. He wouldn't give up on him, Monty. He didn't give up on him, pray God, and then the boy finally gets born again. And I mean, look what God's doing in his life. That's you. That's me. But it wasn't because he was perfect, Mac. It was because he was desperate. He wanted change. I want change. I want the glory of God in this church to a level to where a guy sat on the back row and he was caught up. This happened in this service. He was caught up in a trance. I noticed he wasn't blinking. And he sat there the whole service, didn't ever blink an eye that I could tell. But because he had caught up with the Lord. Well, he saw himself outside this church and he was looking down on this church. And he said, and the glory was filling and coming out the top of the church like a smoke coming out. He said, and I looked and he said, people was passing the church. They were just going by like it wasn't even there. He said, and then all of a sudden, he said, the glory starts. He said, and it began, he said, and they begin to flood. They begin to come in. They begin to come in because of God's glory. How many knows in his presence we're changed? When the anointing is on the word of God, it goes in and it does something on the inside of us. That's why Paul says that his word is working mightily in me. I was saying in the shower, my body's changed. I'm 58 and a half. I don't dread 59, 60, 63. You know why? Because I don't sit down there with the ungodly, them telling me what their experience are and sit around in that and feed it. Feed on it. I feed on God's word. Long, satisfied life will you give me. I'm in the shower and Keith Moore's got this song. I'm going to sing you just a little of it. I don't know what it is. But it says, like a dog with a bone, you must leave me alone. My body may change, but my confession stays the same. And I was singing that to Satan. I was telling him, like a dog with a bone, you gonna leave me alone. And Teresa told me, she said, it's must. She said, but I guess you can sing it. I said, Satan's getting the message. I'm in the shower. I'm not singing, oh, poor old me. I'm 58 and a half, Lord. Lord, mercy, come on back, Jesus, and deliver me out of this body of death. I'm not going to do it. You should not do it. You should not think that way. You should think in line with God's Word. What did Jesus do on the cross? We know it. He took it all. He bore our sicknesses. Our peace was on Him when you're in trouble and turmoil. I'm telling you, God is fixing to restore some things to you that you've let the enemy steal, that you allowed him to have access to your life. Satan don't have that kind of authority. But God said that it's time for you to increase. It's time for you to have back what the devil. I believe it's Isaiah, he said they went to the enemy's camp and they took back what the devil stole from them. You know, when I read that one time and heard, we sang it at church, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he, I went to. And I thought, how do I go to the enemy's camp? But God, how do I do it? If they went to the enemy's camp and they took back what the devil stole, how many knows we do it by faith? We take it by faith. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffers violent, but the violent take it by faith, by force. You know what Kimberly was doing? Sitting there, instead of wasting time in Facebooking and seeing what I put on there and Samantha puts on there and Johnny don't put much on there. And instead of sitting there doing all that, she's like, man, where do I start? Where do I read the Bible? That's a good Holy Ghost question. Sound like a Holy Ghost to me. Ding, call Samantha. Samantha, get in the back of the book. I'm like, I would have never told her that. Go to the back of the book? I mean, I know that's amazing. I'm not belittling it. But it took Samantha. She didn't think, message Brother Scotty. Right? Holy Ghost didn't say, message Brother. Ask Dade. He's a Bible guy. That was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then wherever she read from the back of the book, how many knows the Bible says the Lord is your... Anybody know? Psalms 23. What does a shepherd do? He guards them. He leads them. I mean, he's greater than, I'm going to say a mama cow and I'll explain to you. Okay, I got cows. And I know when you wean the babies off of the mama, you got to lock the babies up or they go, I mean, if you take them over yonder, they'll just go hunting mama and they'll go anywhere. I mean, you'll lose them because they hunt mama. Well, I didn't know the mamas like that. So I moved two of my cows. Four of my cows, two of them were calves, two of them I left the calves over there, they were old enough to wean. I just turned them all four out in the pasture, you know, and they go to looking, and I'm like, well, they've been here before, a long time ago, you know. And Mac, they just go around the 40 acres. And I stood there, and they went around the whole 40 acres, and they come back up by the gate where I was at, and I thought, man, they done went around the whole 40 acres. I thought, well, what they're doing, I don't know. They was hunting them babies. And so I left. I come back the next day, and one of them was gone. Hunted the pasture over, gone. Got out. Couldn't figure out where she got out. I thought, well, she won't go far. Went on, you know, next day another one was gone. I'm like, uh-oh, there's another one gone. Well, that one left. I only found one of them. That's been a month ago, so I lost a cow. I have no idea. I've been on my gator and went to every pasture around and called them because they come to me. And she's not around. I found her by calling her off of the highway. She knowed my voice. See, the Lord is your shepherd. You are His sheep. You know His, that cow knew my voice and bellered a way up where I couldn't see her. And I thought, she's in this pasture. I kept hollering and she come to the fence. Why? She knew my voice. Why? Because I would go up there and feed her and tell them, come on. And they'd come like a herd of buffaloes. How many knows you can get so keen to the voice of the Lord by spending time and developing hearing Him, waiting on Him, asking Him to quicken His word to you, and you can get so used to Him when somebody speaks out of the wrong spirit, you're like, that was not God. I don't care if they're quoting Psalms 91. You'll know that I'm His sheep. That's not the voice I've been hearing. That's not, see, because we worship Him in spirit, not by ear. Spirit, our spirit, hallelujah. And God is going to increase your knowledge of Him, your knowledge of the Holy Spirit, to the point to where you're going to be, what was the title of that sermon that I did about the Word of God being something, what? Skillful. Buddy, I'm skilled with that Word. I don't depend on that Word, Matt. I know the Word. And I depend on God based on that Word that I know. If He said, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed, but God, then I'm healed. My body may change. Symptoms may come and go. But my confession and my believing is not going to change based on my body. If I do that, then I am wavering and I'm like a wind tossed to and fro. The Bible says in James that Scotty, if he does that, shall not receive anything from the Lord. It says, cause two minds, a double-minded man will be unstable in all of his ways. Give me the first scripture, Beth. Now, the Lord spoke to me, and I believe it's Proverbs 3:6, something like that. I don't need, she probably don't have that. And I wrote, you do? Okay. Put it up there. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Recognize and acknowledge Him. And the Lord spoke to him. He said, you tell everybody that comes to church tonight that they're acknowledging me. You're acknowledging God. You put Him first tonight. Some of you got to get up at 2 o'clock to go to work tomorrow, but you're here in church. Ain't you? She is. That would be an excuse for me not to come tonight. Because Scotty's going to preach till 8:15. And I got to get up at 2. But God said to tell you, because you acknowledged Him, He's going to direct you. The Bible says, in all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct you and make straight and plain your path. Make it very clear to you that you are going over, not under. Make it very clear to you that your ministry will not fail, but He will anoint you. He will anoint your ministry. He'll anoint you, Doris, in that clothing department. I know that gets weary. She ain't never told me nothing. She's been faithful. It'd be hard for me to let her go. It would be hard, Matt, to go down there and say, look, I'm just going to have to let somebody else take this over right here. You know I'm taking the chance they might not show up. That ain't going to happen, Johnny. See, God gives His stuff to the faithful. Not the perfect, not the well-educated most of the time, not the ones that figures it out. Stop figuring out how God can do it. We are not equipped for that. We're equipped to read, believe. That's what we're anointed for. I can see, you know, they got burros and they got camels over in other countries. And they use them for pack mules. I mean, they tote the load. They tote the load. That's what they do. How many know we're not mules? We're not camels. We're kings and priests unto God. He told Abraham, in you I'm going to bring forth kings. He didn't say King Jesus. He's a S. And I thought, I am one. We are one. All of us. Hallelujah, that's born again. The Bible says that we are kings and priests unto our God. He said, make straight. He's going to make straight and plain your path. I'm telling you, he's fixing to redeem the time for some of y'all guys. You've been believing God and going through struggles for a long time. And God said to tell you tonight, I'm telling you prophetically, God said to tell you tonight to lay hold of what I say, that he's going to bring increase in the thing that you have been believing him for. God's not a man that he lies. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some has said that he is. He's not slack. And it says, be not wise in your reverently fear and worship the Lord and turn entirely away from evil. I don't got time, you know, to sit around. I'm going to show you scripture. He said, blessed is the man that sitteth not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, for somebody to tell me that God will put sickness on me to teach me is ungodlike. That's ungodly. I do not sit in the counsel of people, and I don't judge people because I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But the Bible, Jesus said, if the blind leads the blind, they gonna both jump over the ditch. Right? The word, the psalmist put it this way, and I have did it for years. I don't judge men. They just some bullets I'm not biting. I don't hang around those that says you never know what God do. He's mysterious. I don't hang around that kind of counsel because I don't see a mysterious God in that Bible. I do see God work in ways that I wouldn't have thought of, but that's not mysterious, right? He wants us to think the way he thinks. But the only way we can do that is get in there and let the Holy Spirit quicken the Word of God to us that lets us see what God wants us to see through his eyes, through his faith that he's given us. Hallelujah. You can't break. I hadn't told Travis, you know, this guy calls me up. He's got this big building up there in Coleman, and he's got these big rolling steel doors, and they're all mounted to concrete. He's hearing it now. So just stay in faith, son. Stay in faith. I'm believing for increase. Well, it come in the way of a brick building, a block concrete building. That is almost terrible. Why? Because everything's welded up. It's too heavy for us to tote. We gotta drill every hole for everything that we hook to the concrete. You gotta drill it with a hammer drill, Johnny. Then if you don't get it straight, you know you can't adjust it real easy. The tracks and all that good stuff. He's learning right now. And I thought, well, I'm believing for increase. What do I want? A pound of plate? Right? If I want increase in ministry, he sent me a lot of y'all. But before y'all were sanctified any. Not you, Mac. He sent me to Brad. Brad, like, oh, Lord, send them from the north, south, east, and the west. And boy, here I come. I had holy pants. I didn't have pants that didn't have a hole in it. I had long hair and a beard, and you know, I went in, and I thought they better be glad they got me here. See, Brad's believing for increase and sends me. I was jacked up on the floor up and thought I was fixed up. And then here comes Brad in there. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They're changed from one level of glory to another level of glory. He'd come in there and he'd preach on sin. And I'd be like, oh, no, we don't want to hear that. I still want to cuss. I still want to hang out and tell them dirty jokes, and I ain't hearing that garbage. But I'd go home and I'd be like, oh, but I love the Lord. He saved me. He saved me. What is he doing back? He's letting me hear what I need to change. God's doing it. God, He said, if I acknowledge Him, He'll direct me. That don't mean He's going to lead me to a dump truck full of money first. That means that He's going to change me. He's going to get me like Jesus. He's going to get me like where I can prophesy that there's money in the fish's mouth. Go down there fishing and catch it. I've been to Gunnerville praying that somebody swallowed a wallet that catfish. I've been up there fishing because that scripture said I ain't never found it. Why? Because He didn't say it. Hallelujah. But you know what? Me believing that Bible, but God had caused me to go on Gunnerville. I might have looked stupid and felt stupid, but I thought it's liable to happen. It happened in the Bible, but God. I'm liable to have me a brand new Lamborghini in there. Praise the Lord. That might have seemed foolish to a lot, but that was my faith at that point, at that time, a lot of years ago in God. You couldn't get me to do it now. I'd be like, I'm going on a fast. But don't tell me to go fishing. I'm just going to keep working. Because He said He'll bless the works of my hands. Everything that you touch will be blessed. Give me that Psalms, Beth, please. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Give me, I want to read this in some other version. We ain't got it. This is in the AMPC version, whatever that is. Oh, we do? Put it in there then. Well, God, if you got that one, let's do it. It is? Yeah, let's read that in the... I'm going to see if it lines up with my version. Because I really like this one. If it does, it's AMPC version or something. Blessed. That's it. Yes, sir, that's it. That's it. It says, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and invite. What's that word?
Enviable.
What does that mean? Everybody wants to be like you. Envied him. They want to be like us. That's good. That's good. They want to be like us. Right? He says, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, envious is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly. You can't do it. Following their advice, their plans, their purposes. It says, nor stands, submits, and inactive in the path where sinners walk. I don't go down there and sit around with the retired at Jack's that don't know God. Because their ankles hurt, they're broke. I mean, making more off of cows right now than they ever have in their life, and they still gripe because of the $30 they're having to pay to sell the cow. They're not thinking, see, that's the ungodly. That's the ungodly, always thinking about theirself, always talking, and the scornful. These people that mocks the church. These people that are against the church. They talk against the church. Johnny just got up there. He said, I don't want to really talk about this money. Why? Because they say it. All they want is money. Keep your money. I don't want your money. I got my own money. Aubrey said, Dad got my wallet accidentally. We went out to eat. I'm just sitting over there listening, Mac. Went out to eat. Dad accidentally got my money and paid for all of our lunch. Cost $25. And she said, but I'll get it back later. She just said, I'll get it back later. And so I said, why do you think that? I said, because the Bible says, give and it shall be given up unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together. I said, is that why? No. Because I'll get it back from the fruit stand. Guess who does that? I said, oh, so there's plenty more where that come from, right? That's what she's thinking. Well, if God's ever blessed you with one bill, guess what? That's what you ought to be expecting. There's plenty more where that come from. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, there's plenty more. God ain't short concerning finances. He's got millions and billions and trillions of dollars on this planet. Right now, the wealth of the wicked, is the sinner, is laid up. It's going to be a transfer in this last day, and it's going to be these people. It's going to be these people that lives not in the counsel of the ungodly. They don't follow their advice, their plans, their purposes, nor stand submissive and inactive in the path of the sinner walks in. They're ungodly. They're not active. They're inactive. See, Christians should be engaged in their faith, in their obedience to the Lord, whatever God's telling you to do. If He's telling you to love your wife, don't sit like a sinner. Inactive. If He's telling y'all young folk to fast and pray for your boyfriend, girlfriend, future wife, don't just be shallow about it. Whatever happens, happens. See, the world and people that ain't following Jesus, they've got different plans and purposes and goals that they have that you don't need to have and be partaking in. Because you want to be blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous. And you want people to look and say, I've got to be like that Faith Way Christian Center. Me and my brother started in business in 1994. God put us in the business together. And we went to this very successful man that was without Jesus. He had had several businesses. He's actually my brother-in-law. Good man. Help you out. Give to you lost. I mean, he was less danger than a lot of Christians that I had met in a 6 month that I'd been saved. He would give. He would help people. But anyhow, we're standing up there and we was telling him what we was going to do about the garage door business. And God had told me to come down here and rent a building in Bluntsville. He specifically, I could see Bluntsville in my spirit. And so we was telling this very successful man that had plenty of money, had money, and all of that. We was telling him, and he says, He said, you can't do it in Bluntsville. He said, it won't never succeed. He said, there's only one red light in Bluntsville. Makes sense, don't it? In the natural. You need to go where there's a lot of traffic and get you a building and put a sign up and a lot of traffic. And we leave and my brother, he said, well, he makes sense. I said, the only way he makes sense that don't make no sense to me is the Bible tells me to walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. I said I love him. I said, but he's ungodly. He don't follow God. He don't have God's precepts. He don't have God's instruction. He don't have God's for us. I said, so we're going to go by the Bible. In this building, right down here where Family Building Supply is, in that building, we rented a $50 a month building, a garage door, where a garage door was. And in that place down here in the middle of nowhere, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, came to me. We went from the back of a pickup truck and had nothing to in 3 years over $500,000 gross and growing. Moved into this. Little did I know that it would be this. All I knew is that I felt like we were wasting money. See, the Bible says, acknowledge me, I'll cause you to think that way. And then I'll lead you, I'll make it straight for you to get there. I read those and felt convicted at times of spending time, the thrifty nickel. Y'all remember them? Free thrifty nickel. Then when they want to start charging a quarter, I said, that's stupid. But I found this building in the thrifty nickel. Wouldn't leave me alone for 3 months, but I didn't have no credit. I had bad credit, really bad credit. I found this, and we wrote offering checks. So I'm going to talk about money. I don't care what the religious say. There's people sitting in this very church right here. A wealthy person told me that the congregation thought that I was after money because I preached about money all the time. I told them, you know, give and it shall be given. I was talking to one family that we were having to take care of that didn't have the money to buy a ball of dishwashing liquid, and I'm telling her to give. So I went to the Lord and I repented before the Lord. I said, God, I'm sorry if I shouldn't be talking about money to your people, but I find it all in the Bible. Lord, I'm sorry if they think that I'm after their money. God, you put me in business. You give me a job. I work hard. I work long hours. I work hard and believe you to bless the works of my hands, like your Bible says, that everything that I do will be blessed. And Lord, you're doing it for me. And I know, God, if you'll do it for me, if they'll do what I do, just like the Word says, that you will do it for them. I said, but I'm sorry, God. And then when I got done, Mac, the Lord spoke to me, and he says, she has a problem. He said, it's not you. I want her to tithe, and she won't. I tell her every time you get up there. He said, I tell her every time you get up there. See, true riches is not you've got a million. True riches is that don't have you. You've got God, and now you're in control of everything that's in your life. Well, those I went on and I went back and I kept preaching it. I didn't let that hinder me. I thought I would lose the person, and if I did, fine. Get out of here. You won't give $20 in the offering, and God don't care whether you like Him preaching through you or not. So you keep testifying of the glorious and good things God does to you that you know He does financially. And don't you dare, you know, cow down and be a coward to glorify God. That's glorifying the Lord. When I tell you about what God's done to me, for me, I'm not bragging on me. I came 27 years old fixing to commit suicide. I couldn't even run a garbage. I mean, I talked the beer joint and let me dump my garbage in there, and so I would spend all my money in there. That's how smart I am. Praise the Lord. Well, you know what? There were some sitting in this church that got a hold of what the Word of God says, not what I was saying, but what the Spirit of God was saying through the preaching of the gospel, through the preaching of the Word of God. And they begin to believe God. They begin to believe God to be debt-free. They begin to believe God. And for you know it, praise God, the landlord that they were buying rent-to-own from came to them and told them, make one more payment and I'm going to sign it over to you. Don't you tell me God don't work. Now that, you know, I probably should have, but I wouldn't. Went to that person and said, why don't you just pay them out of debt? You see your brother in need and you have it. You shut up your bowels of compassion. How dwelleth the love of God in you? But I didn't, because I would have been a wrong spirit. Don't preach the Word out of a wrong spirit. If you ain't doing it out of love, don't say it. If you ain't doing it out of wanting to advance whoever you're talking to, don't say it. Because it won't be anointed. Because they'll be like me. I'll shut you off. Yeah, you're probably right. I'm going home. I'm prosperous. Right? He said, happy, blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice and plans and prospers, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down and relaxes and rests where the scornful and the mockers gather. I don't sit around people mocks the church. I don't believe they're about money. Taking down old Joel Osteen on Facebook, I scroll right on by. Right? They get websites against Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and I scroll right on by them, and I click on listen to his sermons. I don't sit in the council of the mockers, the scoffers. I don't. And if they've got flaws, you don't give a baby a bath and then say, well, the scales, I can see the stuff come off of it. Let's dump the baby out too. Right? No, you rinse that baby off, get all of it off you can, wash the pan out. You don't throw the baby out. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's telling somebody, might have been Monty, but I got this saying. I asked them, I didn't know nothing about hay too much, you know, till I got cows. And I learned sage grass, they won't eat it. Huckleberries, they won't eat it. People don't spray their fields and they sell it for the same price. And when you get done, you got that deep of hay them cows just ain't going to eat. And what I noticed about a cow, it don't make no difference. It can be a quarter good grass and three quarters of sage, and they'll leave what they don't want. And they'll eat the good out of it. You always need to remember that. Because you're going to experience things that you don't necessarily. The Lord had me go into a ministry and they did things like Halloween and you know, bobbing for apples and you know, and all this stuff about Santa Claus and had these Easter egg hunts and all of that stuff, you know, and all of that, and I can't find none of that. I can find that those things came from an Eastern pagan religion and begin to integrate itself in down into the churches. And so I saw that 30 years ago, nearly 30 years ago, because of John Hagee Ministries bringing out the points of the Bible and showing me clearly where these things integrated from. So anyways, God had me going. And I'm telling God, God, I don't understand. I don't understand, God. I'm not going to bow to that stuff. I'm not going to bring it to this church. I'm not going to teach it. I'm not going to teach it. It's okay. I'm not going to tell anybody you're sinning if you do it. You make your own choices. But I'm not going to lead them in that stuff. And the Lord said, I'm going to show you things. See, you can get wise around that stuff if you keep a right spirit and don't swallow it. You can learn. You can learn things. God will teach you things. Hallelujah. But he says, I got to quit because everybody got to work. He says, but his delight, this is what I want to get to. His delight and desires are in the law or the word of the Lord, the precepts, the instructions, and teachings of God. He habitually, make a habit of it. He habitually, he on purpose. Listen, the Word of God just didn't renew my mind, you know, get up and slap me in the head in the middle of the night to the point to where it is now. I on purpose, took that Word of God and I brainwashed myself with it according to the world. You know, but this brainwashing gets me happy and fortunate and prosperous and probably envious. Kind of like they told me over in India, they wanted us to buy them a car, blah, blah, blah. And I told them, or a motor something, whatever it was. And the Lord said, tell them they don't need what you have because that'll last for a moment. But they need what you've got, what you've got in here, what you know. They need what you know. So I begin to teach them to tithe. And they think they can't afford it down there. They carry chickens and stuff. Trade, you know, tithing chickens and watermelons or whatever they got. But he says, blessed, happy, fortunate is the man that walks and lives not. But his delight is in desire in the law of the Lord. And on the law, precepts and instructions and teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and night. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just little compared to what I'm going to be spiritually. I know a little bit. But I'm telling you, I know enough to bless God. I put that devil on the run everywhere I go. Praise God, I use my faith. Hallelujah. And you know what? I'm going to give a price led by the on that building. It might take me a little while, but I'm going to prosper. But I'm not going to things come in and start complaining about the block. Start complaining about the concrete. Start complaining about the sun in the desert, you know, and the water out of the rock we used to drink and when we want to, and they fed us this and they fed us that. No, you just love God and serve God right where you at. Occupy right where you at and get stronger. Fortify your spirit. Build your spirit man up to where you are in faith. If you know the Word and you act on the Word, faith is in the Word. Faith is in the Word of God. It gives you action, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. We